Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And it turns out in over 300 episodes, we haven't really talked about one-on-ones.
It's crazy.
And how to do them.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And yeah, I think that this is going to be very interesting. And so, yeah, we're going to talk about one-on-ones on the Startup Chat today.
First of all, what is a one-on-one? Like maybe very quick definition.
Okay. What is it, Steli? I mean, we're doing a one-on-one right now.
I'm just kidding.
What is a one-on-one?
A one-on-one is when you take somebody that works with you. Usually, it's people that you are managing or you're responsible for. And you have a one-on-one conversation with them, you know, usually to talk about their performance, how they're doing, or to hear them out, challenges they have, problems they have, things they need from you. So it's a conversation that's a lot about the relationship between the company and the person versus a talk about a project or work. Like you're not, a one-on-one is not having a conversation with somebody you're managing about a project you both are working on. It's about the relationship, about people's performance, happiness, fulfillment at work, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Great definition. Okay, let's start with an easy one. How often should it be done?
Ooh, such a good question. I don't fucking know.
Not an easy one, trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Oh, no.
So you know, when my team was both smaller and at the same physical place, when we had an office, I tended to do a one-on-one walk with people once a month. So, you know, that was kind of my cadence. But I would talk, you know, I would have these casual conversations about people's performance more randomly, you know, throughout the week, but it would have like a more formal walk with people, I think once a month. And in the early days, maybe even more often, because thinking about it, I do think that more a high level of frequency at the beginning when you have a small team is probably not a bad idea. But I don't know. I do think that it has to be at least once a month, because once a quarter or once a year is definitely not enough. But you could make a real good argument to doing this more frequently. It really depends, I think, on how senior the people are that you're managing. And so how much feedback and guidance they need and how much airtime they need from you to air out their issues and their challenges. The more senior the people in the team are that you're managing, in my experience, the less maybe productive it is to have a one-on-one every week or every 2 weeks. There's just not enough to talk about. But it's a good question. I don't know. What do you say?
Yeah, I think every 2 weeks. Is probably a good cadence. Then you get about 20 of these a year. I think it's better than once a month. I feel like you don't want that much time to go by. That's just my sort of opinion and in my experience. Also, it depends on your size of your team as a company as a whole and size of your direct team and how much conversation is going on. I think that, you know, when it comes to one-on-ones, there's so many different, there's a lot of advice. This is one of those categories where like the it depends philosophy does really fall in, but there are a ton of best practices. I'm not sure if you and I should go through the best practices, but instead I think we should go through maybe what they are for and what they're not for. Because
mm-hmm.
I think people get that confused, and you already hinted at one thing or really put it out there, which is they're not about reviewing projects
yeah.
or what's going on in terms of the tactical operations of the business or what a certain person's working on and not working on. So I'll put it out there and say they're not about that. What they are about is about the relationship that whoever you're responsible for as a manager, the manager perspective is the relationship the person has with you since you're responsible for them. Are you doing anything that is sort of that they don't like? As a manager, I think it's really important to understand that because you might not understand that. And the best managers that I know are actually tuning their approach depending on who they're dealing with. And so knowing how that other person feels about you and your approach and how you're dealing with them is really important. So trying to get some good, bad, ugly out of them can be really useful. I think a second piece I'll say before I pass it on to you about this is I think the way that I think about these one-on-ones, and I keep saying that on the I think, because like this is just a topic that I think you end up tailoring over time. And there are a lot of approaches. I've seen people do survey and things like that. But really, it's about the person's relationship with the company.
Mm.
that's another big piece of it. It's not just you. It's how are they dealing with the people they work with? How are they dealing with the people in other departments? How are they dealing with random coworkers that they might not work with but have to deal with? How are they dealing with your boss, if you have a boss, right? Or even your counterparts in other areas. There's so much to it. And I think that that person's relationship with the company is really important. And what I've seen people do is actually ask the net promoter style question from 0 to 10, how likely are you to recommend somebody else to the company? And then you ask them why, what's up? Why would you rate it anything less than a 10? And what's the reasoning? Because that can really get out of you or out of the person some really good, crisp feedback that you might not be able to get any other way. So I've seen companies be successful with that one specific tactic, which I just found interesting because not because I'm suggesting anybody do it, but more so you're looking to figure out what is this person's relationship with the company and how can you as their manager or whoever's responsible for them, if your company doesn't like the word manager, what can you do about it?
Yeah, I've made a lot of mistakes when it comes to one-on-ones, but I think one of the biggest one was not being thoughtful enough on what I wanted to accomplish. And then oftentimes what would happen is that the person that I would go on a one-on-one walk with, I would just ask, what's on your mind, what's going on? And instead of them talking about their relationship with the company and with me and about the things that were going well or not so well, having like a really meaningful conversation about those topics, oftentimes it would slip into them starting to talk about some problem with a current project they're working on. And then it would just turn into like a whole discussion about work, right? And specific things in work versus having a real one-on-one. Right. And so I think that I've wasted a lot of one-on-ones just thinking that all I have to do is ask the question, what's on your mind? How are things going? And then I let the person lead the discussion. And I am not against that because I don't think that you should be talking the entire time as the manager, if you are the manager. But I do think that it's important to guide the person on what you want to talk about and especially to stop them from potentially just going the easy route, which is just talking about something that's like, oh, I am trying to close this deal and this prospect told me this, what should I do? I mean, that's an important conversation to have potentially, but not the best one to have on a one-on-one. And I've done that mistake many times where I just let the conversation go in some kind of a direction. And then afterwards, I would feel like, shit, I still don't know anything about like how happy they are, what their relationship is with the company, with me. Like we talked about all these things, but we didn't really talk about stuff that's important. And I think that that's because like we all think in kind of the day-to-day hustle and we're also like task-oriented, project-oriented. So when somebody is asked to just go on a walk with you, they might not be prepared and had like spent time really thinking about it. So they might just be impulsively going to the first thing that comes to their mind, which is the project they're working on right now. And so that's a mistake that I've made. The other thing that I've struggled with sometimes, and that's an interesting one, was, and I'm curious to hear your opinion on this. I think I'd read somewhere a long time ago that one-on-ones should be just about the employee talking to you, right? Just have them speak the entire time. It shouldn't be about you at all. You should just ask and learn. And I've always applied that, but then there were moments or times where I also had things on my mind that I really wanted to talk about with a person, some problem, something in the way that they were working that wasn't working out, something that I wanted to bring to their attention. And because I started with asking them questions, it would be the entire conversation would be occupied with their problems, their challenges, the thing that they wanted to talk about. And then at the end of the walk, I'd be like, shit, I wanted to talk about these really critical things and I didn't get to it. I didn't get a good balance between them getting things out of their system that they needed to talk about, but then I still had some feedback or critique or things I wanted to talk about that I didn't get to. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that, on the like we talked about the purpose of the one-on-one is figuring out how the relationship between you and the person is going and the person of the company. But would you say the one-on-one is about their perspective on that relationship purely or on both's perspective? Or would you do, when you want to do that feedback, is that more of a performance review setup and not really good for a one-on-one? What are your thoughts on that?
I like just to hear their perspective. I think it's one of the hardest things to do as humans not to respond to criticism or feedback. And really, it's, I think, the person who's managing's responsibility to listen. That's their opportunity to speak pretty much without you judging them if you're doing it well. And the way to be a great manager is to listen. So the key in my mind is to listen and listen really well. And sure, if you feel like responding, be very discerning about what you respond to, because that's also very critical. Because if you respond to everything you hear, then what ends up happening is the person's not going to feel very heard. That's the last thing you want. You want this person that you're having a one-on-one with to not just feel heard, but be heard. And so I think the skill of listening is super important, and not turning it into one of these things where you're sitting there and you're looking to respond to everything you hear. Because it's easy to respond and make the person feel potentially in your mind good, or make yourself feel good by the response. But really, that doesn't help either of you, right? This is their opportunity to speak. It's your opportunity to listen and figure out what's going on. And usually it's not like you have one one-on-one. You probably have three or four one-on-ones with different people, right? In sort of the same week or whatever, same month. You can triangulate where the company sentiment is that way if you listen. If you are just responding and reacting, you actually can't do that as well. So I'd be taking notes. I'd be thinking through this. And I think you're right. Like, to me, the reviews, when you review somebody and you're doing like quarterly reviews or monthly reviews or whatever it is your company does, biannual reviews, that's your opportunity to get feedback and really get very prescriptive about what you're seeing. But I would actually keep the feedback and all that to a minimum, unless the person is asking for help specifically on something, because then obviously it's your job to help them.
I love that. All right, so let's wrap this episode up maybe with a tip from both of us. I'll hijack your last point to give my tip to the listeners, which is, you know, even when people, like, make sure that the one-on-one is not about you solving all their problems or suggesting solutions to everything that they bring up. Not to say that you should never offer a solution if there's a problem where there's a solution, but to double-click on what you said with listening, really, oftentimes if somebody maybe describes a problem they have with another person in the company, instead of you stepping in and like solving and mitigating and mediating, or telling them, like, maybe you should just ask more questions to understand how that conflict has developed, what this person has tried, what this person would do next to solve this issue, and ask the right questions to help them potentially come up with solutions, or at least come up with a different perspective on a situation, versus you being the person that takes over and creates that relationship where they come with their bag of problems because they know you're going to take it away from them and just solve all those problems. A, it's really hard to feel truly understood when you constantly are trigger happy with offering solutions to everything that they propose, but also it creates this relationship where they're dependent on you solving their problems versus you empowering them to come up with a different point of view, a different way of thinking, which helps them then go and solve the problem on their own.
Yep. My tip would just be like, treat it like treat it like a really important relationship to you. And if you treat the people that you're working with like that, and in the one-on-ones especially approach it like that, you'll be a lot more thoughtful. And I think that's really the key, is how can you be as thoughtful as possible and actually hear the person and listen to them and process what they're saying and take it as feedback for you.
Beautiful. All right.